Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that these few minutes that I have with you today, these words will be an encouragement to you. And if you'll listen, God will touch your hearts. Lord, I pray for those under the sound of my voice that you save their souls. I pray, God, that you reach down and bless them and bring them unto salvation, knowing that there's no other way we can be saved except through the name of Jesus, that there's no other way into the Father except through Jesus. We must be born again. Help them to know that through the shedding of the blood that their sins are forgiven, never to be brought up against them anymore. And let them know that you didn't come to condemn them, that you came through you that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Not only abundant life here, but an eternal home in heaven with you throughout eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Jesus. We love you. God bless you today for listening. Thank you, church. And I pray today that you'll keep on praying. We must know that we need to go back to church, get on our knees and pray. Church, pray with me. People, pray with me. Get on your knees, humble yourself before God, and let God work in your life. The scripture that I want to share with you today is out of Matthew 6:28. It says, Jesus was speaking, and this is what he said, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin." Then he went on to say, "And Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these lilies." Let me tell you something. The Lord was saying, look at the lilies of the field. Man didn't plant them. Man didn't cultivate them. Man didn't take the weeds out away from them. Man didn't have to water them. Man didn't have to make the sun shine, but it was just God and the lilies. And he said, listen, God and the lilies, what he did was more beautiful than Solomon in all. It didn't say half or one third or a little bit or a handful of, it said all of his, all the riches and all the glory that Solomon had couldn't touch one of the lilies of the field. Then he went on to say, why are you worried about what you're going to wear? Why are you worried about what you're going to eat? Why you take thought for tomorrow? If the God who clothed the lilies of the field, who is today and is tomorrow gone, how much more will he take care of you? And I want you to stop right now and just look at the flowers. Look at the trees and look at the birds. And he's feeding them. He's taking care of them. And he told the sun when to get up. He fed the little birds this morning. He clothed the flowers. And he's taking care of them. And will he not take care of you? Will he not take care of me? Will he not feed us? Will he not clothe us? Will he not send us the blessings that we need? Let me tell you something. Today we're too busy seeking things. But the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33 that if we would seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that he would add all of these things to us. First, seek God and his right way of living. Seek God and his righteousness and his holiness. And he said, I'll add all these other things to you. Don't be worried and concerned. America today is worried and troubled about the financial situation. Where if America would just go seek God and his right way of living. Oh, God's right way of living. Not some political party. The mess that we're in, they have denied God's right way of living. And that's why we're in such a mess that we're in. We don't even know which way to turn, the right way. But if you seek God first in his righteousness, seek God and his kingdom and his righteousness, he said all these things will be added unto you. And that's a remedy for you, remedy for me, a remedy for our state, a remedy for our city, a remedy for our country. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the rest of these things will be added unto you. Oh, if God clothed the lilies of the field, God and the lilies are enough, and that's all we need today. You know what? God's still making little green apples. God's still making the flowers to bloom. God is still making the verdure to sing. God is still taking care of us, and we need to praise him and know that he has everything under control. I want you to stop right now and consider the lilies of the field. Consider the fowls of the air. Consider that God is taking care of them. Will he not take care of us? Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, let's don't be of little faith, but let's count our blessings, and let's know that God, honey, I'm telling you, God's going to take care of you. Don't be dismayed. Bless you today in Jesus' name.